This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good day, health on the air at 7 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, presenting information that has been provided to you through the works of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here every week. You can check on the Good Day Health Show podcasts, which is a synthesis of the information that Ken presents to us and Jack presents to us, put together so that you have Dr. Jack Stockwell as the other participant in Good Day Health. Very interesting and important comparison in the styles and the kind of medicine that they practice, because everybody's different. Some people like the traditional approach. Some people like the more advanced approach. Ken has a blended approach, and he likes that. The environment that we're in now in some circles provides for, or maybe even requires Ken, that it be evidence-based. I saw something in Psychology Today on the plane the other day coming back from the West Coast. It is very interesting and somewhat disturbing. I was annoyed, frankly, by it. The story focusing on natural products, medicines, or commercial medicines that come out of the big pharma. And this particular writer taking the approach that we lean too much on natural, and thus the people who are buying the quote-unquote medicine from the homeopathic providers are doing themselves a disservice, because the FDA hasn't regulated or come down with opinions on the value of some of this stuff. And if the components of the medicine, and I use that word in quotation marks, if the people who are selling these medicines use the same sort of ingredients, then why wouldn't you go with something that had been proven or rubber-stamped by the FDA? I found the whole premise of the article to be preposterous, frankly, but that's my bias. I don't think the FDA necessarily, in some circumstances, they've done us good, and some circumstances they haven't done us good. I'd be interested in your thoughts, however, about it, because I know in terms of supplements, you take a basic multivitamin every day and maybe certain things, and you know that I have a much more rigorous routine when it comes to supplements. So what do you... The presentation was interesting, though, in that they compared people's habits, spending more money for the nutritional supplements than for drugs, if they have the same ingredient. I don't know. I think that my own bias is, as I've suggested, to use the stuff that isn't a drug. Are there some things that we get that are drugs that are really just made from natural elements?
Yeah. Doug, you would be a rebel in an American medical school.
Because I'm a rebel life. I've been a rebel, no matter what the category.
What you're hearing from that individual is just the usual mainstream opinion that if you practice American medicine, you have to follow, unless you want to have medical legal problems. Mm-hmm. And that's basic structure that we are all, taught and expected to live up to. And if not, we can get ourselves into medical legal trouble.
Yeah. But what does that say for the people who recommend the other stuff? They're not in legal trouble. Jack doesn't have legal trouble. He talks about standard processed products all the time. I take them. They're all natural from food. I don't see how that is better than taking a drug. And maybe it isn't. It's just that you're saying you have to listen to people who are telling you what to say, because if you branch out from what you're told, then you can be liable.
Absolutely. Because the expectation when you come to a traditional American doctor is that they're prescribing what's FDA approved. That's just the basic tenet of American medicine.
Mm-hmm. and a church.
And I know that. I know that doesn't sit well with you, but...
Well, it sits well. It's okay, because I don't want you to get into trouble, but I find it annoying, A, that the government, once again, is the nanny here, and they're protecting somebody.
I'm not defending it. I'm just explaining it. I mean, the states license us, and then the FDA is the one who controls what we're allowed to prescribe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. And so the people who don't prescribe,
a lot of authority.
Yeah, it is, and it's based on government influence. And we all know the government is influenced by money. And the big donors to the big campaigns of the people that sit on the committees in the Senate and the House that oversee medicine and medical decisions are all influenced. You could see millions of dollars. This is the old thing about, well, not so old, but I suggested a couple of years ago that all the people in Congress wear jackets like the guys in NASCAR. So you can see who's, you know, Michael, what's his face, Marco Rubio. A big four-flushing phony from Florida. How do you like that for alliteration?
Wow,
four-flushing phony from Florida who got $3,310,000 from the NRA last year. You know, that kind of stuff. Well, as it applies to everybody in Congress and the committees they sit on, but people that are on the medical committees getting tons of dough from the big pharma interests. And so that's why the rules are the way they are, and that's why decisions are made that are made, and people need to know that. I think they're resisting that. That's why more money is spent on natural medicine or natural whatever you want to call it than on conventional medicine. Anyway.
Well, I hope the system's not that corrupt or everything that we practice in medicine is not based on much hope. You know, I guess we are hoping that it's based on the evidence and that's all and not the money, but maybe I'm a Pollyanna. And
yep, you are.
But,
and so
but,
am I.
But you know, American medicine is based on what you're just, you know, railing about. And,
right. Yeah.
And, you know, you're railing against what is the tenet of American medicine.
Mm-hmm. I know. And that's why you're here, to keep me on the straight and narrow as much as anything else, because left to right.
You kind of hope that the system is not that corrupt. You know, maybe right. It is, but I don't know.
But you know it's corrupt. You know it's corrupt to
well,
a point.
Well,
you may not agree on how much corruption there is in, but
well,
you know
well,
we're corrupt. It's corrupt.
It's just... Is it any different in medicine than it is in any other field?
No,
you know,
no,
right.
Not suggesting
right.
that it is.
Right.
But our lives depend on the medical advice that you give us, and you get your information from going to the conventional school. But now you've said many times
but
that
I don't know
you don't use
less,
that anymore.
I don't know of a less corrupt system. That's what I'm not aware of.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. And I don't know that I would debate it with you. I think it is. It's the old, about the whole system. It's a lousy system, but it's better than anybody else's.
Right, but where is it less corrupt?
In terms of countries?
No, in terms of the, well.
Or businesses?
All of the above. I mean, it's human nature, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. We're talking about you. That's exactly right. We're not talking about just the business of medicine. We're talking about human nature and how corruptible humans are.
Hopefully that you know if I were to learn that anything that I was being advised was based on a corrupt system, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night.
I know. Yeah. Yep, I get it. I know. All right. 15 past the hour. We're going to get to some of the work that Ken has done. As usual, he's evaluated a lot of the very important stories, the news from the world of medicine, what's going out, what's coming in. So we'll review most of the things from the journals as we pass our way through the important time we have together on Good Day Health. GoodDayHealthShow.com is where all of the podcasts are. It's now 15 after the hour. Krill oil, omega 50, the krill oil that comes from Purity Products, krill and omega 3s make krill omega 50 plus with CoQ10 a must have for your supplemental routine. If you're anybody who does anything with supplements, I know Ken and I talk about this all the time when it comes to especially the omega-3s and the information. I don't know if you heard me talking about this week, Ken, or not. The difference between the salmon that's on the East Coast and the salmon that's on the West Coast, even how it's broken down, the stuff that comes from fish farms, which are basically on the East Coast, versus the fish that is in the waters, the fresh rivers and waters on the West Coast, make the difference. Help yourself to a free bottle, 800-355-1493, of Purity's Krill Omega 50 Plus, 800-355-1493.
What's on your mind right now? Is it, do I really want this donut?
Yes, you want that donut, and you want a muffin too.
Now that I've mentioned donuts and muffins, I'm sure you're thinking about your body, specifically your stomach. Are there a few pounds that you wish you could lose? Maybe some inches? At Galatrin, we believe there is no right or wrong way to look. We desire to help everyone see the most beautiful version of themselves.
Hi, my name is Ann, and I've lost about 30 pounds, and it makes me sleep wonderful at night.
My name is Jason. I've lost over 40 pounds using Calitrin. It's helped me maintain my weight loss over a long period of time.
Not only is Calitrin proven to help people reach their weight loss and health goals, but with every purchase, you receive exclusive access to a team of healthcare professionals, coaches, and nutritionists to support you every step of the way. So stop letting your mind bully your body. Visit us on the web at toploss.com. Or call us at 1-833-TOP-LOSS. After all, your body loves you, so love it back.
Let's start a conversation about what kind of a rest you had last night. How about you and your performance? If you toss and turn around all night and you don't stay asleep, it's not good for you. And if that's a description of how you rest or spend your 7 or 8 hours, maybe there's a solution. How about you get MyPillows? MyPillow adjusted to your individual needs. You'll sleep longer. You'll wake up feeling rejuvenated. All of us have that experience. This pillow is washable, backed by a 10-year guarantee. MyPillow is built to be the best you can possibly have. So, try the world's most comfortable pillow. I promise you'll never sleep with another pillow again. You can buy one pillow and get the second one free at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. Take advantage of this buy one, get one free deal. The offer expires August 1st. Don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code DJV. 19 after the hour on Good Day Health. So, Ken, there is a focus on e-cigarettes in one of the journals this week. And I don't know if this is new. The conclusion, though, is that they may not help you quit. I think there's a lot more to it than that. We've talked about this a lot, haven't we?
Well, it's just more new data studying the same question. And it's out in the very important medical journal this week, Annals of Internal Medicine, that e-cigarettes did not help people quit smoking in this study. But more studies are needed to determine, Doug, if the devices can play some role in smoking cessation. Mm-hmm. What they did was they looked after 6 months of hospitalized patients who used e-cigarettes. They were less likely to have quit smoking than those who did not use the devices. Smokers who want to quit or cut down, here we go, should use one of the FDA-approved smoking cessation medications, which are known to be safe and effective as a first choice. If you do choose to try e-cigarettes, then switch completely from tobacco cigarettes and use e-cigarettes daily. Don't use them both. Apparently, when you use them both, you tend to smoke more and not stop.
So these things, whatever, whoever came up with these things, we've talked about them, I think a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how bad they are for kids because a lot
Correct.
Of youngsters are trying
this to This is another
use
study
this
supporting it.
Yeah. Right. So e-cigarettes are not going to do you any good. Get the patches. Maybe psychologically you go see somebody and deal with it. There are some people that use hypnosis, Ken, to stop smoking.
Absolutely.
And that works. It may be different. You got to try a bunch of different things.
Acupuncture.
But no matter. Yeah, acupuncture is great for it, depending on how
And for some people, the meds, Chantix, Wellbutrin, nicotine yeah. patch, FDA-approved items.
Or just quit. Just say to yourself,
cold
I'm
turkey.
Not doing this anymore.
Yeah,
I'm
Studies
done.
Show that
Killing
cold
myself.
Turkey is very effective. We
very
didn't
good.
Know that. That's
yep.
new information.
21 after the hour with Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug on Good Day Health.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who practices at Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida, the Orlando area. If you're in that area and you want to go see Ken, his office number is 352-735-1400. For an appointment, you'll have no regrets going to see Ken. Everything, anything, all your body needs to be examined regularly. That's why I love to get my annual physical. Sometimes I get a couple every year, so I know what's going on inside my body. You need to know what's going on inside your body. And a great way to get the interpretation of things is to visit Ken at Lake Cardiology, 352-735-1400. All right, back to the journals. Dementia and being married, how are they connected?
Dementia and being married. Well, this comes out of the Journal of the Alzheimer's Disease this week. As dementia, Doug, is the leading cause of dependence and disability among seniors worldwide, and because there's no effective medication for treatment for it currently, we hope to identify life-related factors to reduce people's risks. So the news this week out of the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease is that increased risk factors for dementia later in life include age, marital status, body mass index, and amount of sleep, which is what we just talked about.
Yeah. All right. So it stands to reason, no matter what, if you use common sense, you're eating well, you get enough rest, exercising, many of the things that do fall apart. You saw the story about the 104-year-old guy this week who wanted, at the end of it all, to commit suicide. He wanted some physician-assisted suicide, and he finally passed away. But his story was very apt. He was very acutely aware of what was going on. He had a press conference. He sounded as smart as you and me and as with it as you and me. And he lived a good, healthy life, did his work, practiced working until the late 90s, and he had to, I guess he had to use a wheelchair or a cane or something, and his eyesight was going bad. And so after that, he thought his life wasn't worth living, and he still stuck around for another 20 years. So he worked until he was in his mid-80s, and then he basically dispatched himself, and he was 104, he's in a wheelchair. But boy, the interest, Ken, from people who wanted to know more about this, I find, you know, I don't know, people might, when they get sick, they must ask you. You're kind of a shrink, in a sense. You're not paid to be a shrink, but people come to you for advice. And so if someone said to you, the diagnosis, your heart is falling apart, you need a heart transplant, and if there isn't one available, so this person says, well, maybe I should commit suicide, what do you say to them?
Well, I would try to discourage that.
Yeah, and why? Well, if they didn't want to live anymore, why? Why would you discourage it?
Well, I would want to make sure that they were, you know, mentally intact when they made that decision. And if they were ready to go, I would not do anything aggressive to keep them alive. But I would not also do anything to actively help them do their life in. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I kind of call that the fatalistic approach, where you just want natural events to occur and not get in their way. And if one is mentally sane, then that becomes a reasonable approach. There are others at end of life who want every single possible thing done medically for them, right to the last breath. And there are many people who want a much less aggressive approach at end of life. And I think this is where what an individual wants, if they have strong feelings and they are mentally intact, the doctor has to work with the patient. You know, I often tell those patients they get two votes and I get one.
Well, I think it is a real issue these days. It's something that people are really thinking about, because we're making life longer, in a sense, through lots of medical advances. So, you know, maybe the point with everybody should be able to do their own thing as long as it doesn't hurt somebody else. 28 past the hour. Good day, health.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm as happy as a clam.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will be, quote, as happy as a clam, unquote. The Geico legal team cannot accurately verify clams even experience the complex human emotional state known as happiness. As an invertebrate mollusk living half submerged on the ocean floor with no arms, legs, or wireless access, what's there to be happy about? A clam's all like, oh, I'm so happy I didn't get turned into New England clam chowder today, pronounced regionally as chowda, chowda. Oh, that's so fun to say. What were we talking about again?
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
You know those mean voices inside your head?
You're not good enough.
And no matter how hard you work, you just can't seem to get rid of them?
No carbs, no sugar, 10,000 steps today.
And they just feed off of your self-confidence?
There's no way you can fit into those jeans.
Well, wait. Why don't you just take Calitrin and get rid of those voices for good?
What?
Yeah. For over 20 years, Calitrin's experts have helped people lose weight the healthy way and build their self-confidence.
So I got the Calitrin and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. And it also took my hot flashes away.
Hi, I'm Roger. And being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Let Calitrin help you gain your self-confidence back and lose weight the healthy way. Just call 833-TOP-LOSS or visit toploss.com.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. It's now blackened 75 square miles and destroyed 500 structures. But the human toll from the Carr wildfire is what has hit hardest in Redding, California.
We're very sad to report that we have had two firefighter fatalities on this fire. One was a private hire dozer, and the other was a City of Redding firefighter. And there will be investigations ongoing into both of those accidents.
Cal Fire's Chris Anthony. Thousands of residents remain evacuated as the fire is just 5% contained. KPIX-TV's Katie Nielsen.
What we don't have tonight, which is a good thing, is the really strong winds that they've seen over the past couple of days. So firefighters are hoping to use this time to get some hand crews in, to cut some bulldozer lines, and hopefully protect the more populated areas around Redding.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry, I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Now 34 after the hour on the Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken, can we go back to that study on e-cigarettes? Or I wanted to sort of dig around in this because it is so important, especially for teenagers. Parents need to know what their children are doing. And if you didn't get the gist of what Ken was talking about, these five cancer-causing toxins that have been found in the urine of youngsters who are using these e-cigarettes. They call it vaping, I think, Carol.
Yeah, let's do a little background on it. Sure, yeah. I was getting right to the point. I was going to get right to the point, but let's go and do a little background on this. These electronic cigarettes, they're also called e-cigarettes. They're battery-powered devices. They heat a liquid solution, which may or may not include nicotine, into a vapor dug that is inhaled or vaped by the user. And these devices, they've become a popular alternative to conventional cigarettes in recent years, due in part to the belief that they present fewer health risks than regular ones. However, this surge in popularity is controversial, not only due to whether or not vaping is harmful, but also because of concerns that teenagers may use e-cigarettes as a gateway into regular smoking. This was all not predicted when these things came out. And this recent study that you're referring to actually found that teenagers who had used e-cigarettes had three times the amount of toxic compounds in their bodies than teenagers who had never vaped. And then why this has become so newsworthy in the medical world is because there's a new study published just this week in PLOS One that looked at the whole area of e-cigarettes, analyzed all the data, all the publications, the biggest review of the most people using this, and came to the conclusion that these e-cigarettes are linked with more population-level harms than benefits. And the authors also noted that these e-cigarettes could slow or reverse the substantial reduction in smoking among young people that tobacco control efforts have driven since the 1990s. Because people, the young kids are using this as a gateway to begin smoking, and they're not using it as was intended to get off of cigarettes, and it wasn't intended to pollute their bodies with all these heavy metals.
Consequences. And by the way, this is a big study, 70,000 people.
Correct. This is a major study.
This is major, yeah.
You and I have hemmed and hawed about, are they risky? Are they okay? And I think this really will close the book on whether or not e-cigarettes are good or bad.
Now, go ahead and finish
that. And I think the clear conclusion is, mom and dad, get the kids off this and don't even start it.
Well, what's going to happen, you're going to see, I think, there's an epidemic in lung cancer. There's an increase in lung cancer problems now, and this just increases the risk of people. I'm not sure whether there's a drug company involved. I'm asking this question because I don't know the answer, Ken. I'm not a lawyer, so I ask questions. I don't know the answer to the questions before I ask them. Lung cancer sometimes is caused, especially with women, by things that you can't really predict. Smoking is a way that you can sort of predict lung cancer and pulmonary problems, but there are more and more women who are developing lung cancer, many more than men, and one wonders why that is.
Well, they've caught up in the smoking area.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
But if you're not a smoker and you still get lung cancer.
What else are you putting into your lungs? What else are you breathing in the workplace? And women are working in areas where traditionally they weren't, and getting exposed to the things that the guys were in the workplace. So it's all of these. But lungs are interesting organs. They get exposed to so many toxins and in the air as you breathe. And not only do you get cancer, but you get chronic inflammation. So I'd also be worrying about things in addition to cancer from all these toxins that you're breathing in. Chronic exposure to foreign bodies in the lungs does nothing to help you breathe long term. Just creates chronic inflammation, beats up the lungs, they don't work, it makes it harder to breathe, and no one has figured out a good way to have a happy life as you get older without good lungs.
Bristol Myers Squibb has claimed a breakthrough in lung cancer treatment with an alternative to chemotherapy. They call it Opdivo, O-P-D-I-V-O.
This is the whole area of immunotherapy, and this is the next leap in the treatment of cancer. Chemotherapy is okay, but boy, we know that it's not very specific. It kills normal cells, and that's the big problem, but it was, for a long time, the best we had. And what's so much better is using immunotherapy, where you target specifically the abnormal cells and you make an antibody that goes directly to the bad cell and selectively kills the bad cell and gets rid of it. And that's the future of the cure for cancer.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a lot of things that is maybe the future of for keeping people. There are two sides to this coin. One, preventing cancer. Two, trying to treat it and cure it once you have it. And dealing with the first is far more beneficial to everybody. You don't want to get it because you don't want to have to deal with the horrors of it. But
absolutely. But again, about, as you were alluding to before, about 20% of lung cancers are in people who have never, ever smoked, and they live a healthy lifestyle.
So where are they coming from?
Genetically. Yeah. It's genetics.
Mm-hmm. But cancer didn't even exist. When did cancer first get onto the radar? When did first cases, wasn't only a couple of hundred years ago? Did people ever die 1,000 years ago of cancer or something like it?
It was around. It just, again, people didn't live as long. You know, you go back to the 1700s and people died at age 35 on average. You know,
right.
You know, when we wrote the Declaration of Independence in America, what was the average age of death in America?
Well, the other side of that
35.
Is that when you hear about some of the stories that today would be considered child abuse, children, girls, when they were 12, 13, 14 years of age, were having their first children.
Absolutely.
And that's a whole—that's a horror.
Yeah, we think
about that.
We think of Ben Franklin, but he was an oddity. In 1776, right. The average age people died was 35. So you're not going to see cancer.
Well, even before if you go back to 100 years ago, before World War II, the average person in our country 45, 50.
Exactly.
If you lived to be 60,
that was old age. Oh,
it was old.
Gosh.
You were old. Yeah.
We didn't have antibiotics.
And now there are plenty of people who live to well beyond 100.
We hope.
I certainly expect to do that. And you with your exercise routine, you will too. There'll be plenty of people in the next century that live to be 130, 140. You wait and see. And yet that flies
I never doubt your crystal ball.
Thank you. But that does fly in the face, though, of all these things that we were talking about here. You're trying to prevent cancer, heart disease, all those problems. Even with that stuff around us, there will be plenty of people. And one wonders, are they beginning to learn more about the spirit-mind-body connection?
Oh, my
healthier body, healthier approach to eating, you know, that kind of. There's such a dichotomy, Ken, those who do and those who don't.
When I was the younger generation of medicine, these ideas were thought of as wacky, crazy ideas. But now, you know, the older generation of medicine is really adopting these into mainstream medicine.
Yeah, they sure are. All right, let's talk about one of the aspects of that, and that's enhancing your immune system and how well that serves your body. It's not the only way, but a concentration on having your immune system work to the fullest extent it can, the best possible balance in your body. Thus, the focus on balance of nature, which will provide to you nutrients of 9 to 11 servings of 31 different whole ripened fruits and vegetables every day. The recommendation from Balance of Nature is that you buy these two. There's a fruit bottle, there's a vegetable bottle. Capsules for both dried, ripened fruits and vegetables. They put them in a capsule. There's no sugar, there's no sides, there's nothing. It's all natural, and if you take the course of quote-unquote treatment is that in the morning you take one of each of these fruits and vegetables, and in the evening you do it, and over the course of a month, they claim it'll enhance your immune system by over 700%. And they also provide you with a health coach. When you go online to balanceofnature.com and use the code DJV, you're entitled to a free month supply using the code DJV. Also, to their health coach, no charge, guide or get guidance. Any questions you may have, they'll help you through understanding what's going on in your body and how the immune system works. So, get these capsules. There are 30 in each bottle, enough for a month. Try it out. You get special discounts on other things as well. They have a fiber product you'll want to find out about. All this to enhance your quality of life and your balance of nature. Thus the name, Balance of Nature. Get it at balanceofnature.com with all the benefits using the promo code DJV.
This report is brought to you by Aurea Alert Find. Active shooter events are sadly becoming a frequent occurrence in the United States. In 2017 alone, there were 29 such incidents throughout the U.S., and around half of these typically occur in the workplace. Jason Bryant is an active shooter training expert.
It takes law enforcement an average of 3 minutes to respond to an active shooter event. This leaves the targeted organization and its employees 180 seconds to fend for themselves. What they do in that time matters. But what matters even more is what the organization does in the preceding weeks, months, and years to prepare.
Most companies have no formal plan for this kind of an attack. Learn from a police expert exactly what to do to protect employees, giving them the tools and training they need to react immediately to an active shooter can save lives. For more, visit activeshooterassessment.com.
Matthew.
Sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
An overflowing toilet can wreak havoc on your home. So today, I'll show you how to avoid a flood by installing the toilet in your bathtub. All you need is a plumber's wrench and a hose clamp. This easy modification not only stops flooding, it also cuts down on morning prep time.
You could try to protect your home with a tub toilet, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Good Day Health. Dr. Doug here with a warning on taking unnecessary antibiotics. Interesting study done at the behest of research, these urgent care clinics. Apparently, they're prescribing too many antibiotics for illnesses that don't need them. But what else do you expect? This is the you're in and out fast, and oftentimes antibiotics will do what's necessary to settle a problem, at least on the surface, immediately. But there's antibiotic overuse, and this study found that the prescription rates are higher at these urgent care facilities than in a traditional doctor's office. 45% of patients who visited the clinics with a suspected respiratory infection, let's say, like cold or flu, receive antibiotics. The issue is, in many cases, those conditions don't respond to that class of drugs, and unnecessary antibiotic use has a real-world health implication, depending on what else you're taking if you are on other medications. According to the government, antibiotic overuse contributes to the growth of superbugs, which are antibiotic resistant. This makes a lot of sense when you think about it. They say it's one of the most serious health problems in the country. Some urgent care doctors say that over-prescribing may be in part due to patients demanding these drugs, even when they aren't necessary. The people that did the study recommend more research, as the findings are not nationally representative. I think they are, actually. It's a snapshot of urgent care in our country and their prescribing practices, and they aren't good. If you need urgent care, it serves a purpose for sure. And maybe if you have a bad flu, taking antibiotics is a good thing. But, man, you got to be careful not to overdo it. That's the word from Good Day Health. 47 after the hour, the presence of Dr. Ken Kronhaus here with me, Doug Steffen. The dementia study that we were focused, there's always something about dementia, Alzheimer's, all of these things, and the risk of having dementia because you're not fit. I think it's about stamina as much as anything else, because some people, as they get older, Ken, as we all get older, we don't have as much stamina, so people sometimes give up. And the encouraging thing coming out of this, it seems to me, is how easy it is to lower the risk of dementia, especially if you're a woman who's moderately fit. And that is not like men, although I maintain the more muscle you have, the better you are, whether you're a man or a woman, and that will keep you away from all of these things. But isn't it interesting how the connection, very strong connection between cardiovascular health, your heart, your circulatory system, and the health of your brain.
Sure,
that's really what I carry out of this.
Absolutely. Let's talk more about my favorite drug, exercise, because it will increase your stamina. And you're talking about how you're going to have less stamina. You don't have to just accept that. As you get older, you're going to have less stamina, because with exercise and doing it right and doing it reasonably, you can actually increase your stamina. I've seen it in myself. And this is a study that really gives us all great hope. Without drugs, how we can actually slash our risk of getting dementia. Published this week in the medical journal Neurology. It's a new study. It's uncovered an additional advantage of being physically fit. It was done for women. Hopefully they'll repeat it one day in men. That a highly decreased risk of dementia occurs when you're very physically fit, women, because 50 million people worldwide suffer from dementia. This is loss of memory and ability to think. It's the most common found in older adults, and it's more common, as I said, in women. But the news this week is that women who are very physically fit in middle age have an almost 90% decreased risk of being diagnosed with dementia later in life, unlike their moderately fit peers who are more exposed to this condition. So Talk to the doctor if you haven't been in the gym lately, if you haven't been in a workout program, but get fit, get going. I feel myself moving faster leaving the gym than when I arrive. And don't be afraid. You'll be the only one out of shape. Amazingly, probably at least two-thirds of the people in most gyms are not fit.
There you go. 50 million people a year have come across this around the world. You don't want to be a statistic. It's 10 before the hour. Good day, health time.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
The hour, Dr. Jack Stockwell is back with us again to focus on glyphosates. I don't ever pronounce this correctly, but now I'm doing it in a syllabic way, Jack. G-L-Y-P-H-O-S-A-T-E.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the stuff that Monsanto is the king of. Yes. They're spreading it nicely all around the nation and around the world because it is the main ingredient in Roundup and other pesticides as well. And we found out during my tests in your office a couple of weeks ago that I'm loaded with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't too pleased to find that out, but I'm glad, I guess I found it out. So how is it that, let's explain to people what it is and why it's a poison and how people are dealing with this. And one of the things that Mary told me, by the way, Mary is Jack's wife. She and Jack responsible for the podcast that you'll find at ForbiddenDoctor.com, really informational. And that one of the things that was fascinating, most doctors won't even go to the extent that Mary and Jack do to find out what correlatives there are. But remember a couple of years ago, so we talked about a lot on the air, you may or may not remember, I had very serious indication that Lyme disease was was prevalent in my body. So I was given an antibiotic, which Mary was horrified about, and then come to find out that it may be that I'm loaded with glyphosate or whatever it is instead of Lyme disease. So how does this connect?
Well, we go into this in great deal in podcast number 126 at Forbidden Doctor.
for expansion of it. But the symptoms of glyphosate poisoning are almost identical to the symptoms of what are considered to be diagnosed Lyme's disease. Now, there are an abundant number of people in this country who have been diagnosed with Lyme's who have never had a tick bite and have never even been in the woods, never camped out, weren't Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, camper guides, or anything like that, never had any experience where you find ticks, yet they have diagnosis of Lyme's disease. And so we go into great deal about that in the podcast. But the thing is, and there are European countries now that are starting to ban this stuff. The modern day approach to farming, to commercial farming, is to treat the plant. Mm-hmm. You as a farmer know darn well if you don't treat the soil, you have a losing battle.
Yep.
And that's where real farming is. As a true farmer treats the soil takes care of the plant. Modern day farming takes care of the plant. So most of our topsoils in this country have narrowed down to just a couple of inches where they used to be feet 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, the only way they can get a plant to come out of the ground looking like a green pepper, looking like a red tomato, looking like yellow corn, is that they have to spray all this material to keep the weeds at bay, to keep the insects at bay, which were never a problem that much 100 years ago. But now, these foods are so inundated with these chemicals. But, you know, Monsanto says, oh, as soon as the glyphosate hits the ground, it oxidizes, decomposes, and it's not a problem at all. But that's not turning out to be the case. And so it's a very hot topic, but, you know, just there is so much money that comes out of the fertilizer business into Congress that it's very difficult to get Congress in this country to act on it.
As a farmer, I'm going to give you something else to think about that makes this will blow your mind even more. And I think it's one of those unintended consequences.
Yes.
What we found, I'm at a hemp conference in Wisconsin. And one of the things we found out in one of the breakout sessions yesterday, the discussion, because the people here are death on Monsanto and this kind of stuff. One of the studies was about what happens with Roundup and the other things. The glyphosate, kills the weeds, but the seeds don't die. So when the weeds are dead, the seeds go back into the ground and it multiplies. It's almost like it's on purpose, so that you would use more Roundup to kill more weeds. But the insidious part of this is...
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they kill the weed, but not the seeds. So the seeds go back into the earth, and they come back twice as strong. So now you're going to use twice as much Roundup to get rid of the rest of the weed. It's like it just goes on and on and on and on.
Yeah,
so it never really kills the seed. It just kills the weed.
Yeah, it's like the medical model of treating the symptom, but never really going to the cause of the disease. Yeah,
exactly. Enhance your immune system. Use balanceofnature.com, the code DJV, to increase your immune system by 700%. Jack understands that you should, too. Check it out, balanceofnature.com, promo code DJV.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.